When I was younger, I used to dream about being Thor or Spider-Man. So much so, when I was younger, I used to carry a brass hammer, and a quite chunky brass hammer around. Well, until I cut my lip with it. I managed to throw it under a fence when I was trying to crawl under a fence. And so I threw it under a fence, crawled under the fence, but put my hand down on the head of the hammer, thus resulting in the handle of the hammer flicking up and smacking me in the mouth. Cut my lip really badly. But that's not the childhood memory I was going to talk about. When I lived in West Drayton, across the road, there was a compound of Americans. There were RAF people, well, not RAF, USAF people. And I remember we used to hang out with them quite often. One day we were playing basketball in the, like, basketball area, I suppose you'd call it. And we went to throw the basketball into the hoop, but it shot straight over the backboard and actually landed in the chimney of one of these houses. So me, thinking that I was Spider-Man, jumped up onto the roof, not one leap, but climbed up the drain pipes and jumped onto the roof, picked the ball out of the chimney, threw the ball down to the adoring young Americans at the time, and then proceeded to run the length of the roof and leap off the roof onto the garage roof. And not realizing that the garage roof was asbestos, I clattered straight through the roof. And luckily for wouldn't it be an American part of the base, they had a station wagon in the garage. So that broke my fall, and I actually blamed when the guy, the people were on holiday who actually owned the house. They'd gone back to the States, but left the station wagon in the garage. So I clattered through it and landed on their station wagon, but blamed the subsequent damage to their station wagon on the hyperactive 7-year-old American that frequented the base. But God, I didn't half bruise my ribs and stuff. Weird. And 30 years on, I still want to be Spider-Man, eh?